This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
This podcast is sponsored by Key for Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to keyforher.com and use the code word tight.
So, I had my hair cut about 4 weeks ago.
Okay, fairly recent.
Should get to 6 weeks, yeah?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, what happens with my hair is it goes very flat at the top, so we look like we have a big moon face when it goes flat. Okay. But because I had only had it cut 4 weeks ago, I thought, why has this gone all out of shape already? And I thought, it's all heavy in here, so what did she do? She picked up the kitchen scissors and she hacked into it. Yeah, because I don't have patience. Hacked in. I went for it because I just thought, it's only this little bit here. And of course, as a result, I've made a complete bollocks of it.
Fucking God. So not even hair scissors. You got the fucking kitchen scissors at it.
Yeah.
You might as well have just used a fucking knife
shears,
and fork.
Yeah.
Did you have a mirror?
I was looking in the mirror in the bathroom and I thought I was taking tiny little bits and I was, but they were kind of in here. Do you know what I mean? So I wasn't like touching.
That's what I used to do when I was a fucking kid. I used to cut my own hair.
I'd been with the hairdressers 4 weeks earlier. Do you know how annoying it is to have to go in there again? Another hour. We wash your hair and we'll cut it again. And no, I don't have the time. It's just demented with, fuck, I shouldn't need to do this. I should get at least 6 weeks. So out of absolute frustration and annoyance, I went, fuck this. And I've made a bald, but of course.
But you know why? Do you know why the hair won't sit in your head the way you want to?
Yeah, why?
Because you've a big fucking giant. No, you've a big giant Irish head in you. It's the Irish spud head. It just won't contain a fucking hairstyle. It won't. It's too big. The cranium is too vast.
But you do very well, don't you, Heidi? I mean, I know you're Heidi today because it's obviously a bad hair day for you, and that's what you do, is it?
When I have the greasy hair, when I can't bring, I haven't got the will to wash it.
That's a great way of putting it.
I knew I was due a bad period because I felt like shite and my skin was in shite, and that's always my signal of it's going to be a bad one. And I was, you know the way, if I can catch before it starts happening, but I'll be like emotional.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I do, of course.
This is another thing I love. The TikTok algorithm, I think it knows my cycle because.
Wow.
Honest to God.
Wow.
Because all it was giving me yesterday was cute kid stuff. So there was these two brothers, right?
Trying to sell you baby girls.
No. It's deeper than that.
Babies? Funny babies?
Cuteness,
cute
right?
Cute babies.
So they have two little brothers and it's this video, it's been going around for ages, but this video, they're in Brazil. And the tradition in Brazil is when it's your birthday, the first slice of cake, a piece of cake you cut, you give it to the person you love the most. So this little boy, very cute, he cuts his birthday cake and he gives the first slice to his younger brother. And the younger brother starts bawling because he's so happy that he's his older brother's favorite
person. Oh, God, this is so manipulative.
Yeah. And he's hugging him and the little brother is bawling his eyes out.
And you're going to Shane, bed, now, let's go.
I'm there crying with them. And I was like, why is TikTok? But I do love it because I need that release. I'm just emotional. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's nice, isn't it?
I can cry at fucking anything.
Yeah.
I'm out of it now. I'm fine.
Good. Thanks be to God. But not ideal for the podcast.
No. But yesterday I was like, oh, you know, I'm a stupid bitch and no one likes me.
Oh no, we can't be having those days. I have to give them up.
I know, but it was...
Give me a call. I'm very good at talking people out of that shite.
Are you?
Very good. Very good.
In the car?
Yeah, just send me a text. I'll be on it. Yeah. I'll be on it. I'll fit that in. I actually would have loved to have been a counsellor.
Do you think?
If I was to have another job.
Yeah.
I'd quite like to have been a psychotherapist, a therapist, a counsellor of some kind. Really appeals to me.
What part of it now?
The helping people, I think. Understanding the human condition is eternally fascinating, anyway, to me.
Yes.
And I could listen to people's shit forever.
Now, you see, this...
Talk to Deirdre, talk to Deirdre.
This is what I thought.
Hmm.
So Ella is in our final year doing psychology in UCD.
Oh, well, very good parenting. Can we just take a moment for a round of applause? Well done, mummy.
Well done, yeah.
Well done, the mummy.
It was Elmi, but she is... She had been volunteering with a helpline, but people get in touch via text.
Yeah.
So she'd go, you know, she'd get a cup of tea and she'd disappear upstairs. And then she'd come back a few hours later. And I'd be like, how'd you get on? She's like, yeah, good. And I was like, you know, did you have a good time or, you know, whatever? She's like, yeah, good. I'm like,
she had nothing left.
No, she won't fucking tell me. That's what I
she
want.
She won't get into it.
I want the gossip.
Yeah, but you see, she's probably spent as well, though. I would imagine that job is consuming on your energy and your brain. That the last thing you want to do when you've finished is actually tell somebody about it.
But that's why I'd be doing it. I'd be doing it to get the gas.
You wouldn't, though.
But you're not.
It's
meant
a bit like being
anyone.
A priest, isn't it?
I think if
think of the stories the priests have heard over the years.
Oh, brilliant stuff!
Wow, gold.
Did they tell the priest, though, or are they scared to tell the
Jesus,
priest?
Jesus, who knows? Love is all very dark. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, no. Don't get sucked into this stuff again.
Sure,
I think, though, if you're a therapist, you have a therapist yourself.
Yeah, you have to, aren't you?
Yes.
Because you're having to offload anything that's particularly heavy.
If you were a counsellor now, what would be your counsellor look? What, do you know what I mean? Would we have the glasses on?
Oh, I'd say glasses. I'd say definitely glasses because I'd be afraid they wouldn't take me seriously.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so you put the glasses on.
Would you have a shawl or something?
Oh, Jesus, never.
No.
Emma, I will do nothing to age me. The glasses are enough now because they're aging, but you're never going to see me in a shawl.
Oh, what would you...
What the fuck are my peg stairs?
I was just going to say, I'm not saying you're peg stairs.
A shawl. I don't even associate shawls with psychotherapists.
So what would you wear?
You're thinking of a clairvoyant.
No.
With a shawl and a crystal ball.
Are they not the same then?
Let's talk about clairvoyants. Have you any stories from them? Have I done this already?
No, go on.
Oh, I have an amazing one.
Did you
have
go
one,
to
one amazing one? Yeah, in the middle of lockdown, my friend said to me, right, we're going to see this fella, Joe, down the country. Meant to be amazing. She's very into these people.
Yes.
I've reached the point now where I'm indifferent.
Okay.
For entertainment, I'd kind of go, but I put no sway by it. I'm a grown up. I actually go to a therapist, right? So I have no interest in this nonsense.
Yeah, that's fine.
However, I'm going to her, I'm really not up for this. And she goes, have you got a better offer? I mean, there was nothing happening. It was COVID. I was good point.
Grand.
Yeah, so let's just get in the car. We can chat in the car, go and see your man, have a laugh, get back in the car, and we've done something correct. Anyway, she's, of course, having crises, so she wears the man out. She's in for an hour and a half. I think this man's going to have nothing left for me. Nothing left for Deirdre. Now, but I'm in the full menopause brain fog, and my biggest fear is dementia. Right? This is what I'm in. And this is very common now for anybody who has this going on with their head. They automatically go, oh, I can't find words. Oh my God. Oh my God. You panic a little bit. And especially if you're a performer. You're trying to find the words. I was thinking, oh, well, that's the radio career over. Anything live, if I can't find the words. Anyway, I was just not in a good place. Went down, went to see him and was, you know, very cynical and all the rest, expecting nothing. She comes out, the man is exhausted. I sit down opposite him and he goes, well, as much as say, fuck, another one. And he goes, right, we'll just shuffle a few cards here. Turns up the cards and the first thing he said to me was, you're very worried about getting Alzheimer's or dementia. Well,
no.
I swear to God, my jaw did hit the floor. It hit the floor. I was like, wow. I just wanted to pay him. I was just like, okay, how much do you want? I couldn't believe. And I said, I am actually. And he said, why are you so worried about it? And I said, well, it's all over my family. But I suppose, I said, there's a lot of it on both sides. It just seems to be everywhere. And I just can't find words. And he said, so he just looked at the cards and he said, yeah. Yeah, he said, a lot of it in your family. He said, your mother hasn't got it though, has she? I said, no. And he said, no, and she's not getting it. She's as sharp as a tack. And he said, and you're not getting it either. And I was fucking delighted. And I didn't care what the man said after that. And whether it was a placebo effect or a load of rubbish, I don't care. I would have paid him $5,000 at the time to tell me that.
And what did your mate think of him?
Yeah. I mean, he said, we've kind of discovered over time, he said things that were absolutely accurate and also things that weren't. So
okay. See, that's the problem.
It's pity you had to ask me that question now. We couldn't have just stuck with, oh,
it was amazing.
But yeah, no.
But how could he have guessed that?
He couldn't have. He definitely had, you know, something. I think these people do have something. They're able to connect into some energy because it was too extraordinary.
Yeah,
it was the pervading thing in my mind. It was the thing that was, you know, worrying, genuinely worrying.
When you went in, though, now I have to picture where you're at. Did you drive to the location?
We drove. Yeah.
No, but did you drive?
No, actually.
Okay.
My friend drove.
So were you addled watching your friend drive badly?
No, she's a great driver.
Okay.
I couldn't be in the car. I wouldn't have been able to drive. You know, she's a cracking driver.
Okay.
To give her her dues now. Yeah.
Were you navigating?
I was navigating. Actually, I really was navigating because that would be where she could get lost.
So there was a bit of energy there, though.
Yeah.
Heading in.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go in the door?
Well, also, she's my bestie. I mean, we've been in school together since we were 14, 15. In the boarding school together since 15.
So Les's is what you're saying.
No, Jesus Christ. See the old euthanasia is, see there's a lot of talk about that now at the moment as well, and they're trying to bring it in.
To Ireland?
Yeah.
Who's trying to bring it in?
Laura's laughing because I said it's all gone a bit dark, we get away from it.
Yeah, and then you're like, they're trying to bring euthanasia into Ireland now.
But look, you're in terrible nick at that stage. Everything's gone. Everything's gone. Like, you know, I was reading a story, I found it very moving, about a couple who were doing it together.
Okay, yeah.
And they were both 98 or something, and they decided to go and do it together, and you're just popping a pill. If you had a nice bottle of wine.
If it was popping a pill, grand.
But that's what it is, love.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. If you go to Dignitas in Switzerland, you pop a pill.
Off you go.
That's it. Now, I don't know if they let you have a bottle of wine. I personally think it should be a bottle of champagne off your trolley, down with the pill.
Yes.
I don't think you're allowed. I think you have to be, which I think is a bit mean.
But anyway, I feel like they should do a little kind of start
take a Valium before you go in.
That's what I was getting at. You should do a little Valium.
Yeah.
Then you should I'm going to try heroin. I'm going to be dead by the end of the day.
There's actually something, now not to be too facetious, there's actually something quite dignified and lovely about saying, will we go together 95, 90, whatever it is.
Yeah.
No one's going to be left alone. We're taking this into our own hands. Yada, yada. Anyway, let's get back to the name of the business.
What would we call
because
it?
Because it's too dark. What would you call it if you were here today, gone tomorrow?
Kind of thing. Here today, gone tomorrow is a good one, yeah. That's nice.
What else? What would entice you?
The Grim Reaper ain't going to catch me, or something to do with, like, you know, kind of giving the two fingers to the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, yeah. About getting in there before him.
Yeah, yeah.
Let
me think.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, see you later. Fuck that.
Laters.
Laters, yeah.
Laters.
Cancel my 2 o'clock. How about that?
Cancel my 2 o'clock is quite nice. I quite like that.
That's what they'd call it in America, I feel. Cancel my 2 o'clock.
Are you my 2 o'clock?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know Americans
what
were
what was that from? What movie was that from?
Are you my 2 o'clock?
It was a Woody Allen movie. Marissa.
Was
it Marissa Tomei?
Not Marissa
Tomei, that other actress who's brilliant. Harvey Weinstein ruined her life.
Tomei?
Not Marissa Tomei. The other one, Paul. Her father was very well known. She was an actress. She actually won an Oscar, I think, possibly for this movie. I think it was a Woody Allen movie. And she comes to the door and she goes, are you my 3 o'clock?
And I have, there's no relevance to this. I just loved it. I just remember laughing.
Do you like Woody
Allen? Not anymore.
No,
not
since
he,
it's hard.
Not since he married one of his children.
No. It's kind of an Eddie no-no, isn't it?
Ah, listen.
Don't marry your children.
Yeah.
It's in the top five of things not to do.
100%. 100%. Yeah. And I've written a bit about this in my new show.
Did you
know that?
No.
Yeah.
About marrying your children.
About Woody Allen. This, yeah. And the fact that that's actually not what the fuss is about in relation to Woody Allen. Nobody bats an eyelid that he's married one of the kids.
I know.
It's all about the fact that one of his biological children accused him of sexual abuse.
Yeah,
nobody's batting an eyelid about the fact that Soon Yi was... Now, he didn't adopt her. Andre Previn and Mia Farrow adopt her.
Yes.
But he was a father figure in her life.
For a long time.
Yes. That's called grooming.
Bizarre.
Yeah, bizarre. But he is persona non grata pretty much, isn't he? I haven't read his book, but I'm quite tempted to.
I think he paints Mia as a complete lunatic. Go and get it secondhand somewhere so he's not getting any of the money from it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think when you do it that way, you can, as long as he's not getting any of the money.
Yeah, I'm not sure
then.
That my 10 euro would affect Woody Allen,
but still,
it's the principle. I hear you.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
So that's what we'll do. We'll set up the first euthanasia clinic.
And make it funny.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be all dark.
I think so.
I mean, people are ready. Ready, steady, die. That's a bit harsh.
No, I think ready, steady, die is good.
Popping pills would be another, you know, you're popping a pill. Like, it's that easy.
Yes.
It's a...
See you now.
Sayonara. With a big sombrero. And a little
I'm out.
You can take it through the tequila slammer.
Yeah,
I'm out. Like one of the dragons. Yeah, I'm out. Not for me.
What
about
for me.
Not for me. That's my favourite. Life,
not for me.
Not for me.
Yeah, that's good.
Or I've done it now. You've done it. It's the end. So what would you call it? You say, thank you and good night. That's what we call it. Thank you and good night. Keep it tight. You could call it keep it tight. Yeah.
Well, we could.
You're not going on too long.
We could totally branch out then, couldn't we? We could do all sorts
of
stuff.
Oh, God, we could have a chain of euthanasia clinics.
Well, that would be the only way to do
it. You could do a gig before you'd... Die?
Dying on your arse. No, we could do the gig for the people before they die because we could just try the new stuff on them because it wouldn't matter. Do you know what I mean?
I can't think of anything sadder than trying out a few jokes on a couple of people
who are about to check out. Yeah.
Checking out's good. Clocking out.
That's my time.
I've been.
Yeah.
Departures Lounge.
Yeah. I don't think, well.
They're taking them out of our pen now.
I'd like to think that I wouldn't, but it's like when you're not near the thing, touch wood, you can have all sorts of ideas about things. You know the way you have all sorts of ideas of how you're going to grow old gracefully when you're
gracefully
young.
I'm not doing it.
No, but you know what I mean? Or you've all these ideas of what kind of parent you're going to be when you don't have kids.
Yes.
It's very easy to think, I'd never do something like that until you're in the situation.
Yeah, but I just, when I read about that couple, I think they're an English couple, I just thought that's actually...
Well, it is nice because now this is quite dark.
I know it is dark, but...
When my...
We can't avoid these topics.
No, my granny died and then my granddad died 6 days later.
It was literally just like,
oh, she's gone. I'll go as well.
Yeah. Isn't that something very sweet about that, isn't it?
It was very sweet. And they're like a real couple-y couple.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. They don't last long without each other. The real lovers.
And they were pretty good. Nobody had... no one lost their marbles or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? They had like good years.
And you think if somebody, when she was dying, if somebody had said, now take that, Seamus, here, and handed him a pill, go on, take that now, and you can go together.
I think they would have.
Yeah.
I think they actually would have.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it.
You've lived your life. You've done it all. You're at that point. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done. You don't want to be burned down. You don't want to get more decrepit.
So I think, we're kind of okay with old people killing themselves, is what we've gotten from the episode today.
I don't care if we're not allowed to talk about LOL anymore. I can't help myself because I've only actually finished it properly.
Watch it on your telly, yeah.
Because I saw it initially. I just find, I have to say, as stupid as the show is now, and it is pure silliness.
It is.
And no one's pretending that it's anything other than lowbrow.
Which is good. Everyone's on board with what it is. Everyone's kind of like, this is what it is.
I am finding it funnier and funnier by the minute.
Yeah.
Every bit of it. Because there's so much I didn't see on the day.
Of course.
So many comments I didn't hear other people making. I'm just like, oh my God. She said that. He did that. Actually, yes. Even your sausage bit made me laugh out loud when you put the sausage in your belt and you said, it was a great line, that's a barrier against, laughing or?
Yeah, an energy barrier.
It's like
something.
You had a sausage in your belt.
Do you know?
Across your belt. Do you know where we want to put Chanel or H for Hermes? You had a Frankfurter there.
You know the bit where you found the hot dog in your pocket?
Oh yeah.
That was me. I was putting them in people's pockets all day to try and get a laugh. But then what I discovered was I was fucking myself over because I was sneaking up on everyone, slipping sausages into their pocket and not getting caught. And then I was finding that quite funny. That I was able to do that. So when you went, oh, there's a sausage, that's disgusting.
It's the fact that you're a girl saying, I was slipping sausages into people's pockets and delighted not to be getting caught, Your Honour. Do you know what I mean? It's so bonkers.
That's stupid.
Anyway, in case people don't know what we're talking about, I'm talking about LOL, Last One Laughing, Amazon Prime, streaming now.
I know we were giving Donald a dig the other week. Well-deserved dig. I hope you're scarlet now, Donald. But
sorry, this is the critic. Carry on.
Lovely feedback from actual people.
Oh my God, the feedback is just delightful, isn't it?
Really?
The messages. I've never had so many lovely messages and people are loving it. And they were well able to get on board with the silliness and the stupidness.
Yeah, they knew what it was.
Yes. It's not pretending to be anything other than ridiculous.
No, it's when you're with your mates and you get giddy. Like if you go away together or you think, God, I really should go home. It's
now,
that
in
kind
fairness,
of stuff.
Comics do go into, you know, we are particularly giddy, would we say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Giddy, giddy.
Even when Jason said, Deirdre, even in his interview, and he said, now Deirdre was lamping the margaritas at this stage.
It just made me howl.
He totally
ratted you out, didn't he?
Oh, God. And Aisling's heart is low. I'm sorry, but that's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how she did it without making herself laugh.
That's the real problem, though, because you get giddy when you know you're going to say something funny or do something funny, don't you? It's the enjoyment for yourself of doing it as well. So I felt like a lot of the time I couldn't even speak because I'd make myself
laugh. It was very difficult to be funny without making yourself delighted with yourself. Funny.
Amy with the phone that time. Do you remember she said something to Graham and then she had a little chuckle to herself, which is the total normal natural reaction when you've had a little gag. You go,
completely. It was very harsh. It was a harsh way to go. Also, I noticed all the little things I didn't notice the first time, like when Martin fell, when he fell with the double bass then Amy was sitting with her boobs out and she said, if you'd landed here, I could have cushioned that. You see, I didn't remember that on the day.
Yeah, because you were too focused on keeping yourself together.
I don't know. I just didn't hear it. I probably wasn't. I don't know why, but I missed it. So when I see all these moments, I'm just howling.
And have you
finished it? The minister for howling. Huh?
Have you finished it?
I have. Now, I have to say, I find episode 6 and that twerking very difficult to watch. Oh, Emma. I nearly got sick, honestly, when I saw it. It's bad. There's a camera right up in my ass. Like, it's bad.
Yeah, but you look great though, no?
It looked like I'm riding someone. And I'd look. And like,
oh, well, there is one bit.
There is a bit.
There is a bit where the hair goes
back.
And you look
goes
like
back.
You're
it's
full
like,
on riding someone.
Thank you. Because I was at home and I said, this is bad. I said to Steve, this is bad. It looked like I'm riding someone. He said, don't be ridiculous. You don't. Now you're going, yeah, you do.
No, there's a bit where...
There is a bit where you
flick your
hair back, right?
I want to cry now.
And your eyes close. But you look amazing. No, but you look amazing. It's not like Irish person riding. No, it's like French woman riding.
Oh, God, you're good. That's why you're my friend.
It's French woman riding. No, it's very sexy. It's very like, it's just the eyes are closed. It's not like, get it into you. Get it into you now.
Oh my God, it's awful.
No, but you look, but honestly, it's, you do look great.
Fucking died when I saw it. It's like a fucking porno. It is, Laura. I wish somebody had made a comment though, at least like, look at Deirdre trying to fucking look cool or something. It's just something about it makes me deeply uncomfortable.
That's just done and it's left unmentioned. Like,
and, look, and we get, like, were they kind to me? Did they go, okay, let's pick that one because she actually looks okay there?
Everyone looked great in it though, didn't they?
Oh yeah, everyone looked great.
Because yeah, even Tony said it to me, he was happy. He's like, and oh, everyone so is handsome. Funny.
Everyone's hilarious. Everyone is hilarious to me.
Oh yeah.
I love them all.
No, I really liked it.
I was very uncomfortable.
Well, in a few years well, now, it's you'll not like what
you want
that.
Everyone to be seeing.
No, no, it? But it's obvious you're fully clothed.
It brought me
that.
Back to when I had to do love scenes as an actress. I've done a few. Yeah, I've done it.
Tell me. With any good looking people?
Well, obviously, probably the most well known one, which you wouldn't call it love scene. I beat the shit out of poor David Wilmot. David Wilmot, you're too young. You probably haven't even seen Intermission, that film. But we do a bed scene where my character is violent, essentially violent. And at the moment, when he's about to, you say the word, because say in French. Right.
Is that what you wanted me to say? What did you mean?
Climax. When he's about to climax.
Sorry.
I punch him in the face.
Oh
yeah, no, it's violent. And then he falls out of the bed. So he's naked and I'm half naked.
Oh yeah.
Because I have to be.
Yes.
So anyway, look, it brought me back to that. But you know, they're difficult. They're difficult scenes to do. And
I wouldn't like to know.
No.
No. Not the ones where they have to wear stuff and they have to really look like they're naked and all. No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess you just have to go panic. To a zone and you're not you. You're a character. You're someone else.
I would panic because if I had to do a love scene, obviously I'd want the gig and the cash and all that. But we'd have to, like, could it be in pitch black? You know what I mean?
No, love, because the audience has to be able to see it, you see. Can we do it in the dark? Oh, yeah, just fire the...
Well, I'd have to be lying on my back.
Sparks.
And we'd have to
the sparks
have,
can take the day off
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we'd have to get a few extra runners. So this is how I do it, right? We get a few extra runners. Okay, people are looking for work experience. Ella's mates, they're all looking for internships.
You'd
right?
like internship. Them around you. Uh-huh.
So what I want them to do is two to hold me arms and two to hold me legs, just to stretch me so I'm able to be really stretched out. Do you know what I mean?
In other words, you want your body to look as well as it can possibly look. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, and I think that's the point. So that's why when you're looking at something like that, you're going, oh, Jesus, all you can see is flaws. Yeah.
We'd have two other little runners. We'd basically, you'd make it look like the bed was solid, but it wouldn't be, right? So you'd have two other little fellas in the mattress, essentially, and they'd be pulling me around by the hips just to even out the stretch marks and stuff.
Yes, there's a lot of demand.
I need six people.
I'm not even sure Madonna would have that many demands for her love scenes, though. She's no inhibition, so she doesn't give up.
I'd pull a Vogue on it. Vogue. I'd hide all the bits. Vogue.
Yeah. When I left my house one day, when I lived on the North Circular Road, what freaking show was on the telly? Oh, yeah. Lovely moment. Paths to Freedom. Yes. Deirdre takes her shirt off, red bra. And I'm literally going, does anybody want to ride me? Essentially, is what I say. I can't remember the
silk blouse.
I whip it off and red bra. Anyway, I'm living up on the North Circular Road. My next door neighbour, 70 odd Tipperary. And I am literally leaving the house the next day with the head hanging in shame, hoping to Jesus I see nobody and nobody sees me. Because this is back in the day when everybody is watching RT. We're not watching streamers now. We're all watching the same thing. So I know that everyone has seen this. Mm-hmm. Or at least a good
few
people.
It was a very successful show. Like, it was very popular.
If that's irrelevant now. Let's just get into the mortification. I have a little laneway. I come out of my house. Yeah. I've the head down. I am prepared to engage with nobody. Okay? And the head down. And I get to the gate. And my neighbour says, "Jizz, you're in flying form on the telly last night, Deirdre." Well, I nearly hit the deck.
Oh,
how embarrassing is that? But it was funny. He was funny. I mean, I did have to laugh and go, "Well done, well done. You got me."
I love that expression, though, "flying form."
You were in flying form last night.
It's open to interpretation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's clever. It's clever.
That's very good. Because sometimes you might say to somebody, "Oh, you were in flying form last night." Could be when they were absolutely hammered.
Yeah, it's loaded.
And doing all sorts.
You could frighten the life out of somebody.
Yeah, oh, you were wearing flying form. There's actually this young fella on TikTok at the moment who, I think he's English, and he kind of looks like Elvis, and he's singing the Elvis songs in the kitchen.
Will I look him up as well when I look up the white underbelly?
Yeah, if you want to, just
all over the TikTok.
Yeah, if you want a palate cleanser after, look up this.
What's he called?
I don't know.
Elvis 2.
Elvis 2.
Elvis
yeah.
again.
Young lad singing Elvis.
Young lad singing Elvis. Yeah, he just come up.
Well, I don't know.
Well, how did you find him? The algorithm just came feeding you.
Yeah.
Sexy man. I did used to fantasize about Elvis when I was a child, just listening to the album.
Ooh.
But I think my fantasy was that he was my dad. So that must be a kid thing.
Yeah, blurred lines, I think, when you're, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know what that is.
Or you know.
So you just have a fascination with somebody. And
you know, like the boy band look when you're a kid. That's what you will fancy as a kid. But those types now, I wouldn't be into at all. But it's non-threatening male.
Yeah.
When you're, although Elvis is pretty.
Elvis, but I was a very, I mean.
And he was riding rings around himself, wasn't he?
Yeah, I'm talking a child though. I mean, really. Like just from listening to a record.
Yeah. But it's very, his voice is very pelvic.
Seductive.
Yeah.
His voice is very pelvic. Seductive. For pelvic, see, seductive.
Which you can almost hear him thrust at his pelvis as he sings.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, sure. That's how. Yeah, sure. He's the king.
You need to stop and just get on that phone of yours. Get on
like
that
I'm
phone.
Not honest enough. You want to hear Dan, my son, going, "Oh my God." He picks up the phone. He sees how many hours I've been on. "Oh my God.
Oh no, the shame.
The shame."
Ella was doing an exam before.
I am working. Like I have.
Yeah, well, this is it.
I mean, my emails, I don't use a laptop.
It's all work. That's what I say at home because they said, "Oh, you're on your phone." Ella was doing an exam.
I tried that argument. Did you go, people who are in an office are sitting in front of a computer screen for 8 hours. Okay. I'm on that phone.
Yeah. Oh, I've told them this. And they still slag me. And I said, "Oh, you know, I have to watch things as well." And Ella was doing an exam.
Right underbelly.
In college. And she came in to me. She was doing like it was remote, but she was doing it live, this exam. And she had to come into me. I thought I had my headphones connected and I didn't. So I was wearing the headphones, but I was blaring it so loud. I thought they were connected. I was just watching TikToks.
And she came to say, "You're watching a bit of porn."
No, I don't watch that. But she came in and she was like, "Please," she's like, "I'm trying to do an exam. Can you turn it down?" I was like, "Oh shit." Isn't that so embarrassing?
Very funny. Well, it could have been so much worse.
Oh, but I don't watch porn. I've no interest. Too much. Do you know what I mean? I want to imagine what's in the box. I don't want to see what is in the box. I don't want to see what's in the box and get it shoved in my face. I want to just imagine what's in the box.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
I mean metaphorically. Metaphorically.
Okay.
I don't need to see what's in the box.
You just
want... I want to imagine.
Imagine.
I feel like, for me, porn, it's just too much.
It is, it's a lot.
Do you know what I mean? It's just... Lot. And some of the size of the Mickeys are just fucking off the charts.
No, very off-putting. Very off-putting. Can actually have a reverse effect. Yeah.
It's just a lot... Oof. That's how I feel about a lot of it.
Yeah, it needs to be improved.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. The production values need to be upped considerably.
I don't like it. It's too aggressive.
Even those sites that claim to make porn for women.
No.
Do you know what I want to see videos of? I want to see videos of a woman heads out, right? She goes, bye, see you later. I'll call you when I'm on my way home. And she goes out. Yeah, she goes out. And what he does is he cleans the gaff. That's the kind of videos I want to watch. And she comes back and goes, oh my God.
Place is spotless.
I
ride you.
And then they go upstairs and that's all we see. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Is there a market for that?
I don't know. Why don't you? You could, like, because it's not explicit, you could actually make those. I mean, you're all over it, love. You know how to edit the shit. You know how to film it. I think now, make one of them later. But I suppose you can't get Shane to clean the house. He's
no, you see, this is the problem. This is the problem. I'm 39. Nearly 40.
When will you be 40? I need 40. That to happen fairly lively.
I'm 40 in June.
Hooray!
Yeah, yeah.
Hooray!
But should I be taking Kiefer Hare now?
I would take it, yeah. I would take it. Well, it's not going to do you any harm. It's only going to do you good.
True.
Yeah. It's a fantastic supplement, but also the collagen you want, and this thing has everything. And if you were feeling, if you thought you... People are always confused about when they're perimenopausal because it's not an exact science.
Is that a symptom?
Is that a symptom? If you start sneezing in the middle of a sentence, you've got it.
But that's it. Like everything points towards it.
I mean, because there's a rough guide that will say 45 to 55 is rough perimenopause to menopause. But you could be 30. You could be 38. You could be 40.
Yeah.
You could be.
It's kind of like puberty. People could be 9. People could be 16.
Yes. Yes. It's not an exact science.
Yeah.
And then people go. And also the range of symptoms are quite different for different people, right?
Yeah.
Like if you find yourself being very irritable. A bit of low mood, going, God, why am I so down and so irritable? Well, obviously the hot sweats are a very obvious one.
Yeah.
You know, but the irritable and being down, people might not necessarily think, oh God.
And it's a hard one actually to be aware of yourself.
It is.
So maybe once you're kind of coming to 35, it's something to think about.
Watch out for. Yeah. Something to watch out for. Yeah.
Because it's going to head that way regardless, isn't it?
Yeah. If you have a suspicion that you're in this phase of your life, yes. Right, perimenopausal or menopause, just go on to the Kiefer Hare website, which is kieferhare.com, and get the Kie collagen and get the Kie perimenopause supplement and take it. And there's a 20% off with our code, which is what, Emma?
Tight.
Tight.
For Keep It Tight listeners.
Yeah. Now, will we have one of these collagens for the crack?
You might as well.
You could throw this. I was thinking this would be lovely to have with your gin.
Welcome to the Baby Tribe podcast, your essential companion through the journey of parenting. I'm Professor Afif Al-Kafash, a neonatologist, paediatrician, researcher and lactation consultant at the Rotunda Hospital Dublin and the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland.
And I'm Katie Mugan, a paediatric and public health nurse and a lactation consultant. Together with over 40 years of experience in caring for infants and children, we're here to share expert insights, inspiring stories, and give you access to an amazing array of experts in parenting and the field of paediatrics. And we're covering topics that span all the childhood years, from infancy straight through to the adolescence. We're going to cover it all.
It's not going to be just about the challenges. It's going to be about the joys, the milestones, and stories that will hopefully warm your heart. And I'm sure, Katie, you're still going to give me as much abuse as you did before.
It's going to be a great season. Afif, and we're so pleased to have all you guys join with us.
Available every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts, in association with the Headstuff Podcast Network.
When I was in Montreal, first time I went, we had shocking gigs. Monday night, half French audience, it wasn't good. So we went and got hammered. To console ourselves and whatever. I was going home the next day and I was so hungover and depressed by the whole trip.
Very hard.
That I said, fuck this, I'm going to go and buy shoes. So that's the only cure for this situation.
Yeah, yeah.
New city, new shoes. You know, do you like going to shopping for shoes in another country? Right, because I don't think we do shoes well in Ireland.
Yeah, and I think it's always lovely to get a pair of shoes.
Yeah, and you just you go to France or Spain or Italy for these things. Anyway, I was in Montreal and I headed off with the hangover to buy shoes. Four shops in, I couldn't function. Couldn't bear it. Do you know what was happening? Not only had we had dreadful gigs, we were on our way to Edinburgh. Now, I have told this story before, God knows where. But I was going to Edinburgh for a month, coming off the back, and I had no ending for my show. I was in the depths of despair. I wanted to give up comedy. I was thinking, accountancy. I would have done anything. I was just in that mood of, oh, this is too hard now. This is too hard now. So, and I was doing, I was so down. I was kind of going, oh, I need a sign. I said, oh, Jesus, could you give me a sign that I'm doing the right thing? Do you know one of those moods?
Yeah.
Hungover. And,
hungover.
So I gave up with the shoes and I said, oh, fuck it. I go home. I'm going back to the hotel. I can't cope. Put my hand out to hail a taxi and I hit someone and I turned around and I said, oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry. And it was Billy Connolly.
Oh my God.
It was Billy Connolly. And I said, I was so hungover. I said, Jesus Christ, Billy Connolly, what the fuck are you doing here? And he laughed and he said, oh, well, I'm here making a film. I'm shooting a movie up the road. What are you doing here? I said, oh, well, I'm a comic. I'm at Just for Laughs. Oh, are you? And we got into a full chat. How's the comedy going for you? Says he. I said, well, I'm thinking of becoming an accountant at the moment. Anyway, we had a lovely chat. Chatted for about 5 minutes, left him. Went back to the hotel and I said to the others, I'm after bumping into Billy Connolly when I was out there now. None of them believed me. They all thought I was making it up. Wasn't part of the comedy festival.
Yeah, so they're like, oh no, he's not even on the...
Bill. She didn't know a whole bump into Billy Connolly. Anyway, the next day we all headed out to the airport. I'm standing in the queue for... me flight.
Yeah.
And who's three people in front of me in the queue? Billy Connolly. And he turned around and he said to me, are you stalking me now? And we had more crack and we walked all the way down to the gate together. We were great buddies and we had a cup of coffee in the departures lounge. And then as we were getting onto the plane, I said, oh, you'll be turning left for the first class, I said, and I'll be turning right to go down the back. And I said, and if this plane goes down, I won't even get a mention. And Billy Connolly had a big old hearty laugh out of him. And I thought, that is the only decent laugh I got in Montreal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I wrote that story.
Oh, yeah.
As the ending to my Edinburgh show.
Oh, wow, perfect.
Isn't that nice? It's nice when there's a bit of poetry.
Oh, yeah.
Just something, yeah.
And what age were you now when that was all happening?
God, I don't know. I don't do age
or
time.
You don't do age or time.
I have no idea.
Are you going to Edinburgh this year?
Did I have children? I don't think. I measure everything by did I have children before. And I honestly can't remember.
Are you doing Edinburgh this year?
I am considering it.
Are you?
Now, not the whole run. Mm-hmm. There's no way I could do the whole run. But I'm considering sharing a run, like sharing a room. If I could get a really nice time and a really nice room, I would be very tempted to go.
I'm not going this year now. But I'm like, I feel like it's kind of one of these things that's like looming, kind of looming over me to do. But the idea of doing the whole month now.
No, don't.
It's not necessary. With family and everything, it's too much upheaval.
Kids on our school holidays. That was why I stopped. I thought, why am I doing this? My children are on their holidays. Like, it's the summer, you know.
I don't mind travelling to gigs and all that and the graft and whatever. But the whole month.
Edinburgh is, this is not for the faint-hearted. This is it's epic in scale. Yeah. The workload is intense. It is so full on. You don't underestimate what that takes.
No. And the young lads go two for the weeks, jolly and all that.
2 weeks?
Fair play to them,
yeah, totally. It's a young man's game. But that's what I've always said about Edinburgh. It's a young man's game. You need to be out. And like when I did Edinburgh, I was on the lash. Do you know what I mean? Now, I did do it once with kids and it nearly killed us both. Steve came as well. And honestly, by the end of it, he said, never again. Never again.
Thanks so much.
stay with us, come along for the ride.
Keep it tight.
Keep it tight. This podcast is sponsored by Key for Her. To get 20% off your first order, head to keyforher.com and use the code word TIGHT.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.